A new era has begun. A brand new career is waiting for every nun. For now that the sound of music is making the box office pay, I get more offers than Doris Day does. And GAC is looking out for me, and I'm on my way. The hills are alive with the sound of music, and each singing nun is a brand new star. Vate, I'd like to say a few words on behalf of my people. What do you mean, each singing nun is a brand new star? I must protest. The Jews are taking over show business. Is there a Jew in the orchestra? The whole orchestra stands up. Give me an intro. Us rabbis ain't done bad. We're now what folks prefer. Since Fiddler on the Roof was blessed by Walter Kerr. And when they make the Fiddler on the Roof, oh, what a fancy movie, what a buffaroo. And on the way to picking up my Oscar, I will tip my hat to you. I beg your pardon, Father. Father, I've been in show business for over a year now, and I know what audiences want. Tell me, what do they want? Candles, cathedrals, and Joseph and Mary. Nuns who play baseball and Leo McCary. Mike Conley's column and angels with wings. These are a few of their favorite things. I beg your pardon, sister. My people have been in show business for 5,000 years. We know what audiences want. Thomas's temples and cantors and knishes, doctors and lawyers and two sets of dishes, joyous bar mitzvahs where George Jessel sings. These are a few of their favorite things. Excuse me, sir. Are you aware that in the current movie The Sound of Music, the expected gross is $23,643,982.51 domestic, $14 million American and $9 million European? And in addition to expecting a return on the negative cost within the first 3 months, it also received a smash review and had a boff opening. This is what they learn in a convent. Look, listen to me. I'm a wise old man. I don't mean to be disrespectful, sir, but I know this wonderful priest who has taught me for many, many years. And if you don't mind my saying so, a priest is much smarter than a rabbi. He should be. You tell him everything. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything? Anything. Tell me, madam, have you ever officiated at a bris? Oh, Mr. Rabbi. Oh, Mr. Rabbi. They will make more movies about my kind of folks. We're the kind the Legion likes as they try to stem the dikes against the nudie pictures and the naughty jokes. Oh, saying it, sister. Oh, saying it, sister. In the world of showbiz, we have just begun. Have you heard the latest dope? We've been pardoned by the Pope. Absolutely, Mr. Rabbi. Positively, Mrs. Nun. Oh, Mr. Rabbi. Oh, Mr. Rabbi, we love pictures in a strong religious vein. Everything inside us glows when the holy water flows. We can get that feeling with a 2 cents plane. Oh, saint it, sister. Oh, saint it, sister. I'll be such a righty hit with everyone. They'll invite me to the pub at the L.A. Country Club. Do you mean it, Mr. Rabbi? Hallelujah, Mrs. Nun. Oh, Mr. Rabbi, oh, Mr. Rabbi, we can finance all our pictures on our own. Rome has every cent we need, and the source is guaranteed. We just have to call Bart Litton on the phone. Oh, saint it, sister. Oh, saint it, sister. We know how to do a show that has a run. We'll make stories that are new. We'll make Irene Dunne a Jew. Hardly likely, Mr. Rabbi, don't be chicken, Mrs. Nun. Oh, Mr. Rabbi,
Oh, Mr. Rabbi, we have Bing and Dennis Day to guard our forts. Sammy Davis is our boy. Mrs. Burton we enjoy, not to mention Milton Berle and Bernie Schwartz. Oh, Mr. Rabbi, oh, Mr. Rabbi, how can you compete with everything we've done? We have churches like St. Pat's. We have Balaban and Katz. We have men like Bishop Sheehan. We have Mary Shan Levian. We look saintly in our hoods, but we sold you the goods. Absolutely, Mr. Rabbi, at a rebate, Mrs. Nun. Join us, sister. Do you hear me? Everything, everything in show business is Jewish, Jewish, everything. Everything in show business is Jewish? Everything. Writers, all the writers are Jewish. All the writers are Jewish? All the good ones. Excuse me, sir. George Bernard Shaw, a Jew? You saw the beard? Everything, everybody. What about the directors? Jews, Jews, all of them. Excuse me, sir. John Ford is Jewish. You saw his latest picture, Chaim Adam. But who's this Dominique you're always singing about? Well, who's Bernie Schwartz? Bernie Schwartz, that's Tony Curtis. Now, wait just a minute. Tony's an Italian name. Forget it. Do you know that Kirk Douglas, him too? I could give you names. You name some of your people. I'll name some of mine. I'll show you who's better. Frank Capra, Otto Preminger, Leo McCary, George Sidney, and he takes pictures too. David Lean, Sidney Miller, Mervyn LeRoy, him you can have. Tallulah Bankhead, Sylvia Sidney, Katharine Hepburn, Leo Fuchs, Shelley Winters, him you can have too. Mary Martin, Julie Andrews, Julie Andrews, Audrey Hepburn I knew, but Julie Andrews, Lucky Luciano, a reformed Jew, Dr. Schweitzer, a doctor, come on, Cardinal Spellman, Sam Spellman from Boston. Oh, the next thing you'll be saying, our beloved, she looks up and he shrugs as if to say, what else? Let's do everything we can for the brotherhood of man. Absolutely, Mr. Rabbi. It's funny. You don't look Jewish. Positively, Mrs. Nunn.